USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden said he will not commit American troops to a potential war in Ukraine as tensions remain high in that region. Biden's comments come as hope for a diplomatic solution to tensions there remained a possibility, though Biden said reports of Russian troops moving away from the border with Ukraine have yet to be verified by the U.S. British Columbia will lift most COVID-19 restrictions on Wednesday at 11:59 p.m. Indoor personal gatherings, indoor and outdoor organized gatherings, and indoor seated events will be able to return to full capacity as long as attendees wear masks and show proof of vaccination. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has invoked the Emergencies Act and doubled down on protesters who are against his COVID-19 restrictions by freezing their bank accounts. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
The GOP wants answers on the U.S.'s botched exit from Afghanistan.
Republicans on the House Oversight Committee are demanding access to all documents on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Top Republicans on the panel have written a letter to Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, among others in the administration. The letter likens a chaotic Afghan exit to the fall of Saigon at the end of the long Vietnam War. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In related news, the acting defense minister of Afghanistan's Taliban government has announced plans to build a 110,000-strong army for the country. Since the Taliban seized power last August, the number of fighters in the group's ranks has not been independently confirmed. Freestyler skier Alex Hall earned a gold medal in the men's Olympic slopestyle competition, while teammate Nick Gepper earned silver. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A new poll indicates that two-thirds of those in Hillary Clinton's own party want to see her held accountable for her alleged role in spying on former President Donald Trump and manufacturing Russian ties.
A new poll shows that over 66% of Democrats would like to see Hillary Clinton investigated for any role she may have had in trying to manufacture former President Donald Trump's ties to Russia in an attempt to smear him. That's a rise of over 20% since last October. The most recent court documents reveal that Special Counsel John Durham's investigation is ready to prove that the Clinton campaign tried to infiltrate computer systems at Trump Tower and the White House. For the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
As those poll numbers come out, Representative Dan Bishop of North Carolina is looking past the midterm elections to when he says the GOP will have control of the legislature. He spoke to Newsmax.
Everything the president said about being spied on, his intuition was exactly right. This is the worst scandal in American, political scandal in American history. It makes Watergate look like nothing. I'm going to be on the Judiciary Committee as Republicans take control next year, we hope. And expect, and we are going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to send the subpoenas. We're going to find out the full extent of what has happened.
And President Joe Biden wants an additional $30 billion to fight against COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.